This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can, again, watch live, listen live, take a poll. But you can also sign up for the weekly newsletter, right? I mean, I only send it out once a week. I'll let you know what's going on. And this week is still hanging out, waiting to be sent, because I keep forgetting to hit the send button. So you should get it soon. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, really do. I appreciate the time you're spending on the air with us and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the whole conversation. And I mean the whole conversation. You know, if you do head up to the website, we've got some stuff there for sale. Can help with the, with my Christmas presents, you know, that's for me to buy others. See, if you buy from me, then I get a few bucks. I could buy a present for producer Tammy. Now, would you want that?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to buy presents for producer Tammy? Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. PETA. Yeah, that's a perfect name. If you're from Boston, that's really easy to pronounce, right? PETA. PETA wants you to start using more animal-friendly terms. God bless America. I mean, seriously, can you believe these people sit around a table and go, I'm offended by that. We need to get the word out and change those meanings. So they go on to say the words that we use have power to influence those around us. Unfortunately, many of us grew up hearing common phrases that perpetuate violence towards animals, such as, kill two birds with one stone. Beat a dead horse. Now, wait a minute. How does beating a dead horse make a dead horse feel bad? I'm just trying to understand, because I'm bring home the bacon. These old sayings are often passed down in the classrooms during lessons on, literary devices. While these phrases may seem harmless, they carry meaning and can send mixed signals to students about the relationship between humans and animals, and they can normalize abuse. Well, it depends on what you call abuse. See, to a PETA person, any time animal dies, it's an abuse. Right? They say it also helps perpetuate the epidemic of youth violence towards animals. Try using some of the following idioms in your lessons this year. Harmful, kill two birds with one stone. Helpful, feed two birds with one scone. Scone. How does that feed me, though? Not only do I not get to eat, but they actually eat my scone. That doesn't make any sense. Harmful. Let the cat out of the bag. Now, wait a minute. Have you ever seen a cat stuck in a bag? It's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. It's almost as funny as giving a dog an empty peanut butter jar. Now, come on. Some of you know what I mean. Right? All of a sudden, that dog has a tongue that's 2.5 feet long. And goes after that bottle like nut you've ever seen before. Harmful, let the cat out of the bag. Helpful, spill the beans. How is that helpful? I mean, spilling the beans. Like, you ever pick up a whole bunch of marbles off the floor? Not good. Harmful, take the bull by the horns. Well, who's that harmful to? You ever tried to grab a bull by the horns? I mean, you people need help. helpful, speaking of which, take the flower by the thorns. These people are sick. You know what? I want to see a picture of you taking a rose by the thorns. The first Peter person that sends me that, I'll donate money. But I got to see blood. If I don't see blood, not interested. Harmful? Be the guinea pig. Helpful? Be the test tube. I wonder how test tubes feel about that. Be the guinea pig. What, are you going to make fun of my people? I mean, seriously. I'm offended now. What are you going to do? Now you've just offended the whole Italian race. What are you going to do with that? Harmful, hold your horses. Helpful, hold the phone. Hold your horse. How is that harmful? Because it mentions the horse? I mean, you know that, who's that person that Tucker Carlson has on? What's her name? The Sherpa girl? I would love her and this person for Peter. Do you know how much fun I could have with this, with two of them in the same room together?
Liberal Sherpa.
Liberal Sherpa. And this person from Peter. I would have a field day with this. This would be great. Harmful? Open can of worms. Helpful? Open Pandora's box. Well, how do you think Pandora feels about that? I mean, you let all that stuff out of her box. Open a can of worms. Who does that hurt? Matter of fact, if you open a can of worms, you let the worms out. Aren't you guys at PETA for that? Free the worm? That's in my new T-shirt. Free the worm. Harmful, bring home the bacon. Helpful, bring home the bagels. What if you're allergic to bagels? I know people can't eat bagels. I don't know why. Not because they don't like them. They say they're allergic to them. What's in a bagel you could be allergic to? And bring home the bacon. I'm sorry. If you never bring home the bacon, that could be grounds for divorce. In a lot of families. Beat a dead horse, feed a fed horse. How can you feed a fed horse? It's probably full already. See, I'm just being stupid on purpose. You know that, right? And beating a dead horse, do you really think a dead horse feels you beating it? Just asking. There's one way to skin a cat. Very harmful. Helpful? There's more than one way to peel a potato. Really? And they have something to do with each other, how? Huh? One way to skin a cat. Right, because that's what we do. We run right out and do it. Harmful. Put all your eggs in one basket. You know what? You know why they don't like that one? Because, you know, if you take the eggs, you're stealing somebody's babies. Remember that nut job at the restaurant? I will never get that out of my head. Come on, you guys. Don't you remember that woman that ran in the restaurant? She was yelling at the people eating eggs because somebody had stole someone's baby and then fried it up. Although I'm sure she was an abortion activist. There ain't no question. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's bottoms!
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
Come on, if you're not proud to be an American, change the channel. It's really that simple. I'm Joe McKinney, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, and head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is a lot happening up there. And, no, seriously, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. And, you know, not every one of you agrees with me 100%. I know you don't. I get your emails. And that's okay. Notice that I don't get all crazy about it. I don't ask you to leave me alone and stop sending me emails. The only emails I want you, I don't, you send me nasty stuff, I'm going to read your name on the air. And, you know, just saying that over the last couple of months, I get almost no really nasty emails anymore. Because the way I feel about it is if you've got the guts to say that to me, you should be able to say it in public. Shouldn't be a problem for you, right? If you're a big man, big woman, whatever. Although that doesn't really hold the same meaning, does it? You know, big man on campus. You can all think about what that means. Big woman on campus, not so much. Anyway, I'm waiting to feel it. Oh, okay. Yeah, really? Okay. Anyhow, you know, we were talking about voter fraud just in the last hour. And I got to tell you guys something. Don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated, throw the towel, give up, and all that other fun stuff. Don't do that. Because unless you fight this, unless you push back, and I know some of us just want to walk away from it. I get frustrated sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one fighting for certain things from within my party in my area. But really, when you sit back and go, well, I can't do anything about this anyhow, and you sit back and do nothing, you feel even worse. So don't let them do that to you. Right? I mean, seriously. Just plow right through the naysayers. And if you want to be involved, if you want to be involved in your local party, if you want to make sure the guy that you think, or the girl you think, or the person, how's that, you happy? The person you think can do the job, make sure that you're there to help them out. So for those of you who want, you got to think about something. With Chairman Kim, what do they call him? The little Asian guy in North Korea. They call him chairman, don't they? They're not really the president. Can you imagine Trump sitting down with him, or any world leader sitting down with him and having a pleasant conversation to get him to stop, you know, firing rockets and doing his nuclear thing and all that? Can you imagine sitting across the table from him going, hey, listen, you're a little short, but you're a nice guy, you know, beautiful country, love it, love it, love your parades, you know, and all the fake bombs and all that, that's really cool. We know you're a real powerful little guy. We want you to stop sending those rockets over Guam and places like that. That would be really nice of you, don't you think? I'm sure he would have stopped immediately. I think what really happened was after watching what Trump was doing and the tweets he was sending out, he was sitting there with his Joint Chiefs one day, and I'm sure they looked around the room and went, that Trump guy, he scares the crap out of me. Let's not antagonize him anymore. Stop with the bombs already, okay? No more missiles. Let's cut back a little bit. What do you think? I'm sure that's what happened. And you know, all you hear about is how nasty it is. I'm listening to commentators talking about they don't like the way he talks about it. I don't care how he talks about it as long as he gets it done. I mean, seriously. I said it the other day. If you're drowning and the guy's like, yo, take my hand over here, are you going to not put your hand up because he's not a well-educated person? You want somebody who speaks the proper King's English? Or maybe who asks you, you know, you want somebody to say, would you please put your hand in my hand so I can save your butt? Or is it okay for somebody to say, give me your hand. Come on, fool, give me your hand. I mean, this is how you're acting out there, some of you. Even some of you on my team. I don't like, he's not very presidential. He doesn't speak right. Well, who cares? The rockets have stopped. China's going to stop screwing us. Yeah, there's a little pain in the beginning, like there is with any time you change a habit. Look, for some of you who have lost a lot of weight, it was simple, right? You stopped eating the foods that you normally love shoving down your throat. Your body didn't convulse. There was no problem at all, right? No, there was pain. There was lots of pain, physical and mental pain. Why? Because you it's not natural for the moment. It's the same thing now. You've got China that's been allowed to get away with this stuff for decades. And now you have a president that comes in and says, hey, you're not going to take advantage of us anymore. Period. End of discussion. And I don't care what the people think. I don't care what you think. You know why? Because if they don't vote me back in, I still got $6 billion I can retire on. I don't need a job after this. I'm not looking for a job offer. And for the first time in a decade, South Korea trains are rolling into North Korea. I want you to think about that. They couldn't get close to each other's borders with somebody getting blown up or whatever. And the two of them are coming together now, South Korea and North Korea. You know what? If they come together within the next 2 years, how are you going to take that away from Trump? How? How is Mr. Ex-President Oblamo going to take credit for this one? Because you know he'll try. It's because of the stability that I've created over there in the Middle East that has helped all this guy over in Asia that have helped us to facilitate this coming together of North and South Korea. You know that's what's going to happen, right? Just like the jobs report is because of Oblamo. The economy is because of Oblamo. Right? The excessive oil drilling now taking place. I thought that was hilarious. He put every regulation in known to mankind to keep people from stopping to drill oil in this country, and now he takes credit for the massive oil drilling that's going on in this country now. The surplus oil supplies that we have. The fact that we're selling oil overseas to other people. He's taking credit for all that. When he stopped all of that. I mean, that's sick. And that goes beyond delusional. That's sick. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. More on this on the inside of the brain.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Russia Special Counsel's Office has filed a sentencing memo for Michael Flynn, and it recommends the former Trump National Security Advisor get no prison time for lying to investigators about his contacts with a top Russian diplomat. The special counsel cites Flynn's substantial assistance to the government. Flynn provided firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the Trump transition team and Russian government officials. President Trump took to Twitter to threaten major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I'm Joe, the senior host. I felt like I'm at the roller rink on Friday night. I just need a real set of, not roller blades, roller skates. You know, roller blades are too new. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, complete with Newsom tonight. Anyway. What? I know, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. You know, we're going to have a, we should have like a Tuesday tie night. And I think what I'll do one Tuesday night is you have to take a picture of yourself with a tie on. See that? Mine tonight is Mickey Mouse. Take a picture of yourself with a tie on and send it to me. And the one I like, the one that makes me laugh the most. Now, listen, do me a favor, will you? Because I've seen pictures of this before. Make sure you have clothes on when you take a picture of yourself with a tie on before you send that to me. Because I probably won't be able to do the rest of the show. I'll be laughing so hard. And the one that sends me the picture that makes me laugh the hardest, I will send you a free coffee mug. How's that? All right?
Tonight?
Not tonight.
Oh, okay.
No, we'll start maybe next week. Remind me. Right? Crazy tie night? All right. We're talking about how people hate the way that President Trump speaks. You know, where did the kindler, gentler discussion get us, really? You know, Billy Bob Clinton could feel his pain. Remember he always said, what was his favorite saying, right? I feel your pain. Yeah, he was also feeling a lot of the women in the White House at the time, too. So I guess maybe he felt their pain, too. I don't know. The... no, I mean, it just never stops with all the nice, you know, the talk. Who was it? Which president wanted to have a kindler, gentler America? It was one of the Bushes. I don't remember which one. Might have been W.
I think it was H.W.
You think it was H.W.?
I
don't know. Could have been. No, you might be right. I don't want to make fun of the guy because, you know, he's not with us anymore. But, and, you know, you just go on and on with these kind of things. Trump doesn't have those moments. I mean, he's got some nice things he says. But I prefer, think about something. We have been afraid of North Korea for 50 years. And for the first time ever, North Korea is afraid of us. You know why? Do you remember when President Trump said we will rain fire and brimstone down on them like has never been seen on this planet before? And I was the guy going, yes, about time. Because you know how you stop the bully in the playground? You don't go up and hug him. You beat the crud out of him once or twice, and he stops. And don't be writing me letters, and don't write me emails about how a local school board trustee said that you should beat up on a bully. I didn't say that. But bullies don't stop when you allow them to bully. You need to stop them. And sometimes that takes a physical getting involved physically, I'll put it that way, to get them to stop. It's just the truth of the matter. And that's what happened here in North Korea. And now look what's happening. For the first time in decades, they're talking to South Korea. They're talking about some kind of reunification or getting together or working together. They haven't had that conversation. They haven't had that conversation in decades. How'd that work out for you? Clinton, Bush, Obama, I mean, really, seriously. A South Korean train on Friday crossed into North Korea for the first time in a decade. The two countries began a joint study on renovating the North's decrepit rail systems and linking it to the South. Now think about that. You know who's going to have to pay for that, right? Now the South's got plenty of money. South Korea's got a lot of money. So for them to help pull it all back together again, it wouldn't be a big deal. It wouldn't be the end of the world. Over the next 18 days, dozens of officials and engineers from both Koreas will live and work on the six-car train, traveling more than 1,600 miles as they study the North Rail's network and consider what it would take to bring it up to international standards. Now, the train rolled across the north across the country's heavily armed border on Friday. The joint study signals that inter-Korean cooperation is reaching a new level. Now, how come this? We haven't seen this in mainstream media. Have you seen anything about this? Did you? Well, I know that you're not hunting down North Korean news, but I mean, give me a break here. Of course they're not going to give them any credit. They're never going to give them any credit for this stuff. And it won't matter what it is. They're going to highlight all the things that they think are wrong, and that's it. The study is one of a number of collaborative projects that Mr. Moon has championed to develop closer ties with the North and demonstrate what economic benefits the country could gain from giving up nuclear weapons. And if you don't think Trump is working with South Korea to make this happen, you're out of your mind. When Mr. Moon and North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, met for the first time in April, South agreed to help rebuild the North's railroads and their highways. Mr. Kim said that they were in embarrassing shape. Remember something. These people, for all intents and purposes, they're still family. They're still the same race, as we say. They're all Koreans. And they do have some great history, past history. And there's no reason, like Germany, you know, Germany's reunification, you can't have the same thing happen in Korea. It may not happen next Tuesday. But who started this moving? Who started this happening? I wonder who's going to get the credit for this in the history books. But whether that happens will depend on progress in ridding the North of its nuclear arms. International sanctions imposed on the North over its weapons program forbid the kind of significant investment from the South that infrastructure work could entail. Even bringing in fuel and equipment needed to carry out the joint rally study requires special approval from the UN National Security Council. So, if he wants progress, if he wants his people to eat, if he wants his people to have better training, I think what scares them, once the people see what it's like, right, to not be involved in communism anymore, or not live under communism, they're going to push back. They're going to fight back. You know that. You know that's going to happen. And that's what they're afraid of. Look what happened in Europe. Look what happened to the Soviet Union. The two Koreas last conducted such research in 2007. They carried out a limited field study on a rail line in western North Korea. They connected short stretches of railway across their border that year. South Korea cargo train ran five times a week on one of the short cross-border routes for less than a year when the country's relations began to sour over the North's pursuit of nuclear arms. Plans for further connections between the two rail systems were suspended. Now, on Friday, they have unification minister. Ooh, that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm not even going to try. We'll just call him Unification Minister Chow. How's that? And South Korean officials sent off to a study team during a brief ceremony at the train station near the border. Says you will visit train stations across the hills and rivers in North Korea. No outsiders have visited before. Again, think about what that's doing. Think about what's been opened here. By reconnecting a railway, South and North Korea will be able to prosper together and make peace on the Korean Peninsula. Korea's rail lines have been severed since the 1950-1953 Korean War. Come on, think this through. You know, you're looking at what, 60-some-odd years? That they haven't been able to get together, get along, work things out, and now they're actively working on it. Again, Trump will get no credit for this. Mr. Moon has said that he agrees with the Trump administration that major economic cooperation with the North can only begin after sanctions have been lifted. He plans to meet with President Trump on the sidelines, right, at the recent Group 20 Summit conference. We'll see what happens. See what comes out of it. South Korea, whose only land border is with the North, has long dreamed of building a trans-Korean railroad that could provide a link to China and beyond. It would give it a faster way to ship exports. Most of them now are sent by sea to China and Europe and bring in Russian oil and other natural resources. You know, I think China would be afraid of that. I'm just saying, because all of a sudden it takes some power away from them. Other people will have what North Korea needs to be able to supply it. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
My favorite rejoin. Love the horns. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm going to do something that Tammy hates that I do. Do some rapid-fire stories. Sorry. Tell you ahead of time. You know, all these bad guys... All the bad guys that we hear about on a regular basis, they screw up. They can't help themselves. You know, in Tehran, they were getting this European coalition. They had it all together, right? And the U.S. pulling out of the plan, we'll get blamed for this, but it's okay. But the U.S. pulling out of the deal with Iran... This is causing them. Isn't it always funny how it's always our fault when a terrorist does something? You ever notice that? You ever notice how it's the U.S. If we didn't have so much money, if we didn't have so many nukes, if we didn't have so much land, if we didn't have so many happy people, maybe they wouldn't, bomb us, kill us, or whatever. I'm sure that makes sense to hardcore progressive liberals all over the place. But cracks in the Iran deal, and their coalition... It's starting to happen. You know why? because they couldn't control themselves. That's right. They're testing missiles. They're not supposed to test missiles. So if they want to deal with everybody else, if they want everybody else to adhere to the deal, and they're mad at the U.S., why would you break the deal for everybody? Diplomats from European countries on Tuesday blasted a recent Iranian missile test as inconsistent with a key U.N. Security Council resolution, and they're trying to keep the Iran deal intact. How can they do that? I mean, the U.S. is being proved out here and saying they won't live up to the deal. They haven't lived up to the deal. They're testing a missile they didn't have before. Geez, how did that happen? Isn't it funny how fast left-stream, mainstream, full-stream media is willing to talk about how North Korea recently tested a missile? That was a big deal, Trump's big failure. And we got bupkis on this. Right? Go find this on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. You won't. The Iran test fired a medium-range ballistic missile on Saturday, which the U.S. said had the capability to strike parts of Europe and the Middle East. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the missile was capable of carrying multiple warheads and was a violation of the Security Council Resolution 2231. That resolution calls on Iran to refrain from any activity related to ballistic missile designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons. Why do they even need a ballistic missile? You really think the Iranians want to go to the moon and see what's going on up there? Resolution 2231 was a Security Council enshrinement of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. See, they're not going to live up to any deal. We already know this. They never have. What makes you fools think that they're going to do it now? I'm just asking. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What the heck? I just had up on the screen what I was going to talk about. Don't you? I love when I do that. Oh, I like this. This is the one I couldn't wait to do. I saw this the other day, just started laughing. You know, they're attacking every cartoon known to mankind, right? So now you can't have anything that's somewhat nice, somewhat wholesome, somewhat good. It has to be perfect, but perfect to who? Princeton a cappella group yanks a Little Mermaid song over consent concerns, right? An all-male a cappella group at Princeton University announced Friday would temporarily scrap a Little Mermaid song from its set list over concerns about consent and misogyny. Yeah, you heard me. Wesley Brown, a senior and president of the Tiger Tones, wrote a letter to the Daily Princeton that the band will try to rework the performance for the song Kiss the Girl, which was written for the animated Disney movie. During the group's performance, the singers would call up a man and a woman from the audience, and the two audience members would dance, and then the singers would encourage one audience member to kiss the other on the cheek. In the last few years, we've taken intentional steps towards ensuring that the audience participation is more voluntary and consensual. It's a kiss on the cheek, you fools! And look, it's really simple. Just don't do it. Right? I mean, just don't call them up. Have one of the guys in the group throw a wig on, kiss the other guy in the cheek. What the heck? You get a little giggle out of it. You don't have to worry about anybody getting upset. These steps have clearly not succeeded in guaranteeing total comfort for both participants or in obtaining... When do we start talking about everybody feeling totally comfortable? Have you ever been to one of those magic shows where they kind of like pound on you till you come up and they let you let them make a fool out of you? Do it all the time. Performances of the song have made participants uncomfortable and offended audience members, an outcome which is antithetical to our group's mission and one that we deeply regret. We're really sorry that you feel bad about showing up at a show where somebody could ask you to actually get out of the audience and do something. The group's decision to rework its Kiss the Girl performance came 4 days after the Daily Princetonian printed a column which read, "Dear Tiger Tones, please stop singing Kiss the Girl." We probably should change that. You know, they're right there. They probably should change that to Kiss the Person, don't you think? Oh, Do you see where we're going? I'm telling you, we every time this happens, every single time that we have a story like this or something like this, you know, pops up, let me see. Do we have one here? Of course I don't, right? Toilet flush. Don't we have a toilet flush here somewhere? No, of course. That would be too easy. We should hear a toilet flush every time something like this happens. Some people don't want you to talk about songs like this. They don't want them up. They don't have anything to do with this. It's just hilarious. We've become a bunch of wussies. Yes, you heard me. Bunch of wussies. I don't get it. Never will. Okay, can you tell one of the smorgasbord stories? Oh, there you go. There's another one, right? Oh, this ought to be good. A Stanford administrator is suggesting that maybe the American flag needs to go, right? The university administrator allegedly persuaded the now-defunct fraternity to remove an American flag from its house in order to break stereotypes. While on suspension during the fall 2017 semester, Sigma Chi met with an administrator acting as a liaison between the frat and Stanford's residential education office. Now, according to the Stanford Review, the administration identified by the Stanford Review as Mr. The, well, that's kind of hip, don't it? Or are they just trying to hide somebody? Suggested that Sigma Chi take the flag down. This was during a period when the frat was trying to bring itself back into good standing with the school so it could resume operations. Wait a minute. So flying the American flag would keep you from getting back into good standing? I'm telling you, man. Apparently, we're not smoking enough dope to be able to think like they do. Stanford University 2018 graduate Pablo Lozano called Mr. Z supportive regarding the frat struggle to survive probation and transparency concerning the school's bureaucracy. However, the Stanford alum reported that during a dinner at Sigma Chi, the administrator suggested that the frat take down its American flag to help get rid of stereotypes or remove the presence of potentially are we serious here? A potentially unsettling symbol. The American flag is an unsettling symbol. Because 42% of bratsy millennials, I don't know any way to put it, they think that the flag is oppressive. Maybe they should go live under the Argentinian flag, right? What do you think? Or maybe the Cuban flag. Or maybe we should send them over to the Saudi Arabian flag. What do you think? Right? Maybe they should live under some of those flags for a year or two or three. Probably wouldn't even need that long. And then we could talk about real oppression. Real unsettling. What do you think? I'm so tired of hearing how unsettling our flag is, how it makes them feel uncomfortable. You know what? You have got to have a low IQ when you look at our American flag and you feel unsettled. You feel uncomfortable. There are people dying. You got 10,000 coming up from the border that you all want us to let in for this flag. For what this flag represents. Because there's work here. Because there's freedom here. You hear many of these quote-unquote migrants. No, you hear many legal immigrants say the reason they came here was because of the freedoms that we had, because of the rule of law, because there was a rule of law. I was reading articles the other day about, you know, Chinese migrants, Greek migrants, Italian migrants. I mean, you read all these people that immigrated here legally are now worried. Some of the older Chinese migrants will say, this is scary to watch what's happening. Some of them who came here before George H.W. Bush was, you know, feuding with China or fighting China over human relations violations. So when a young person looks at me, I know how ugly and uncomfortable this is. He says the American flag is oppressive. I just can't stop laughing. Really, my belly usually hurts. I like to pat him on the head and go, what a nice little boy. Go back into your hole. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You are listening on GCN Live.